mother was not there. My mother was not alive to see this. Just like mother was not alive to see the children and the daughters-in-law and the grandchildren of those people who were harassing mother, who were of the opposition group against Baba. They were all Baba lovers. They became all Baba lovers.
Oh, but she didn't see.
No, she didn't see. The first time I saw it, when I was sent home, which wasn't during the time when mother was living, but later something happened, Baba said, we were in Pune, said, go home and do this or something. So I went straight into Baba's room for darshan. And when I came out, I saw a little child, a boy, barely 2 years old, saying, Atta me Baba ki jai, Atta me Baba ki jai. It was so delightful. And I turned around and I asked my sister-in-law, Parin, I said, who's that? Oh, don't you know? That's Carmen's grandson or great-grandson. And I said, Carmen. Carmen was the leader of the opposition. I mean, the one who instigated all the harassments to mother. And here were the fruit that was so sweetly taken. And then all of them, all the ones that Iranis of our community in the neighborhood that were there, their children, their daughters-in-law, they were among the foremost as volunteers when Baba would give darshan and Pune. They still are. They would always come and whenever Baba would be there, and now whenever Mara goes, they all gather at Parin's place. But Mother did not see. It was not in her share. No. But it was in mine. Talking of Father and Mother reading the Shahnama in the evening. Shahnama, the history in Persian. It's in Persian. The history of Persia is in Persian. And they would read out. And this reminds me of how I used to wonder how my father knew such good Persian and how he knew such high Arabic. I knew that because there was a scholar writer, who was compiling a book in Arabic. And sometimes when he was stuck for a word or a translation, he would come to my father, and my father would tell him. And I knew he knew Hebrew, because there was this Israeli lady, an old lady, beautiful, who would come and yak with father, you know, by the hours. She did much of the talking. And this Persian, he taught my mother Persian. And one day it suddenly came to me, how come my father knows all these languages and yet he never went to school? From a young boy he set out looking for God. So, and here I had to study the second language, French, and this language and that language. How is that he didn't? So I asked him. I said, Baba, how is it that you know all these languages? You never went to school, did you? And he said, no, child, I didn't go to school. And I said, then how did you know it? He said, you know, child, it came to me suddenly. Dikra, it came to me suddenly. So that was natural. As a child, you are not clouded over. Your mind is not clouded over with doubts or anything. It gets the first clear reflection. So, I never thought about it. But years later, many years later, in the 50s probably, or 60s, I brought this up to Baba. I said, Baba, Bobo used to say, I used to call my father Bobo. All the children used to call him Bobo and Memo, mother and father. I used to call my mother Mai. So, Baba, father used to say that he suddenly knew all the languages. Is that true? I knew it was true. I didn't mean that, because I knew my father never told a lie. Absolute opposite of what I could do. I could tell a lie at the drop of a pin. So, and Baba looked and said, why not?